Waukesha District Attorney Brad Schimmel laid out a detailed plan that includes new training for police who deal with domestic violence and sexual assault cases. Schimmel also says he'll advocate for a Good Samaritan law that will protect victims or witnesses of sexual assaults on college campuses where date rape drugs are used.
So that a student doesn't have to struggle with coming forward with what they may have witnessed as suspicious behavior, but then being grilled about, well, were you drinking that night? Or if there were drugs around, did you use some of those drugs, and face that dilemma of come forward versus get in trouble myself.
Schimmel's plan for domestic violence prevention includes reducing the uncertainty for victims when they file a restraining order. Currently, state law does not require victims be notified when a temporary restraining order against an abuser is approved by the court.
That leaves the victim in a very dangerous situation, not knowing that the offender now knows she's sought out that order. As part of my proposed temporary restraining protocol reform, law enforcement will be required to immediately notify the victim that the service has been accomplished and then assist the victim in implementing a safety plan.
Schimmel's Democratic opponent, Jefferson County DA Susan Happ, says she welcomes the promise to address violence against women, but she urged Schimmel to stand up for women's reproductive rights by speaking out against state laws that restrict access to abortion. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.